Our text today, just a few verses from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. And I'm going to be using the Message translation. And I invite you to listen deeply with your ears and your heart as we go to Hebrews 11. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word, what we see created by what we don't see. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me, if you will, please. Holy, loving, totally awesome God, thank you. Thank you that you are here among us. Fill this place with your presence. Fill our hearts with your grace, that we may in this moment hear your voice. Help us, O God, to be receptive to the moving of your Spirit. Call us forth to be your people in a world who desperately need your gospel message. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. For we, your children, need and long to hear your voice. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Amen. Our topic today is faith is. Faith is. When I was 7, our family moved from East Nashville to Hendersonville, and we began attending a church there on Main Street, a different type of church than the Methodist church. I still pray for my family, but anyway. And at that church, the director of music, Brother Jerry, he would sing this song we're going to sing at the end of our service, I Know Whom I Have Believed. It was Brother Jerry's favorite song. And each Sunday night, he would ask for, yes, we went to church in that particular denomination. We went to church Sunday nights. And he would ask for, you know, songs from the congregation. And if everyone asked, Brother Jerry, what song should you sing? This is the song he would have us sing. And as we grew up, Brother Jerry, he did the adult choir, and he had the temerity to lead the youth choir. God bless him. You know? And when Brother Jerry's battle with cancer took him from us way too soon, and we gathered in that great sanctuary and the choir loft overflowing, we stood and we sang this song. Through our tears, we sang that great chorus, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep for that day. You see, this was not just a hymn to Brother Jerry, it was to his life. For Brother Jerry knew who he believed. He had faith in the one who had kept his life. Brother Jerry's faith wasn't just something he wore on Sunday. It was something that guided his life. And I thought of Brother Jerry so much as I wrestled with this scripture from Hebrews. So what is faith? We talk about it a lot. Books have been written about it. We've taken courses about it. But what is faith? The writer of Hebrews is trying to distill it down for us in these just few verses. And we could be here for a very long time trying to understand it. So let's just look at a few things that faith is. First, faith is our firm foundation. It says this trust in God, this faith is a firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. A foundation is something that spreads throughout everything. And your foundation must be strong. It is not just something you do one day a week. It is something upon which everything rests. And you know as well as I do, if your foundation is weak, what happens? It crumbles. If your faith is weak, what happens? In those moments of life when you need it the most, your life falls apart, at least mine does. Our faith must be firm and it must spread throughout all aspects of our life. It is under everything that makes life worth living. Our faith makes our life worth living? You mean everything that we do, our faith impacts it? Yes, that's what the writer is getting at, is that our faith makes our life worth living. Does your faith impact all aspects of your life? All aspects? Your relationships? Your checkbook? What you do on Saturdays and Mondays and Tuesdays? Our faith is that firm foundation that helps us and guides us and upon which we stand and upon which sometimes we must sit. Our faith is also our handle on what we can't see. Faith is not sight, it is perception, as one writer I used this week. You see, perception is reality. Is it not? How we view things is very important. Our faith helps us to see that which can't be seen. Our culture tells us that we are valued by a set of standards that our faith says is not important. Our culture says we're valued by what we accumulate, does it not? You're important by all the baubles and trinkets and toys that you gather. If you have a lot of things, then you must be important. If you have a lot of power, you must be important. If you have a lot of influence, you must be important. But our faith tells us something very different. Our faith says that you're important because God created you, because God loves you, because you are of sacred worth, because God claims everyone, all people, regardless of their lot in life, are of sacred worth. And all people are important to God. That's counter to what our culture says, is it not? Our faith drives us to work in fields of ministry so that all people are open, are welcome to the table that is open to all. That's our perception. Our world tells us that when your life is going in circles and there's trouble, then you must not be favored by God. Is that true? No. In times of storm, in times of difficulty, we are not abandoned. Our God is with us. That's what our faith tells us. Our faith tells us that we are favored by God, even when life is difficult. Our faith tells us that we are loved unconditionally, and there's not a thing we can do to change God's mind on the fact that we are loved. Yet our world tells us that love is conditional, that in order to be loved, we must do something, that we must barter for that love. Our faith tells us that God loves us so much that God died for us and God rose for us. Yet our world tells us that to be loved, you must be of a certain type, of a certain group. Our faith gives us perceptions that the world says are not valued. Our faith says we see things differently. And faith is a way of identification. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, the writer says, set them above the crowd. And if you read further into the chapter, it gives a long litany of those of our sacred story of Abraham and Sarah who left their homeland, of others. And you keep reading of David, of Enoch, of Moses, all the way through this sacred story until today, who were set apart, whose lives of faith we have in our story. The question that we have to wrestle with here today in the 21st century is, does our faith set us apart from those around us? Do we live our faith in such a way that people can say, oh, they're different. They must follow the risen Christ. Do we? Do how we conduct ourselves outside of these walls make us different than the world? Do the stands that we take at work, at school, at Walmart, do they show that we follow this rebel Christ, this renegade gospel? Are we different than the world because of our faith? We are to live in the world, but not be of the world, the gospel writers tell us. We are to follow Christ. We are to love the world in spite of hate. We are to stand for right in the face of wrong. We are to be a people unlike others. We are to go the extra mile. We are to reach out to those who are hungry, to offer water to those who are thirsty, to clothe the naked, and to visit those in prison. Our faith demands that we be different, to not live by the world's standards, but to live by the standards of the Christ who came to show us the way, the truth, and the life, to be identified differently than the world. Faith matters. Faith matters a great deal, my friends. Faith puts us on a path that will have its ups and its downs, its twists and its turns, its stops and its starts. That's just the journey of faith. It's the journey of discipleship. And there are times when our faith is so very exciting and mountaintop experiences. And there are times when our faith, we feel like we're in the valley. That's the normal part of our faith. And yet our faith matters so much that we need to participate in its growth. We have to be active in our faith development. We need to be nourishing that faith. We need to be tending to that relationship with Jesus Christ. Faith matters so much, it must take a priority in our lives. It doesn't just happen. We must be a part of this life of faith with our regular disciplines of prayer and Bible study, of attending to the community life of faith, of coming to the table, of growing every day, falling in love with Christ every moment. Faith matters. Faith matters so much that without it, our lives have no meaning. And we must be teaching each other, our young ones and our old ones, that faith matters. That we need to live and to love in a way that shows the world that faith matters. The gospel is the great good news that the world needs. And we, as followers of Christ, are charged to take that message from this place to the world who needs it. Faith matters. Faith matters in my life, and faith matters in yours. So I hope that as we move toward the fall and folks are back in school. As we move toward next Sunday, as we step up into a new year of learning and loving together, that we take seriously the life of faith. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. I invite now our ushers to come forward as we get ready to give back to God a portion of what God has given us. Our offertory prayer will be on the screens, is also in your bulletins. Let us pray together. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come to his courts. Amen.
This morning's number 507, Through It All.